Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Quite often, our miseries begin with words. God says in His Word, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 18:21. Words can thus fill us with ecstatic joy, or on the contrary, cause the worst emotional pain we can feel as humans. For example, if our conversations are positive, full of hope and encouragement, we'll go through the day with a certain level of optimism and joy. However, if our conversations are filled with stress, we will approach events with worry. The more we talk about everything that could go wrong, the more we increase the volume on stress and decrease the volume on faith. But where could these words be coming from? And why are they so negative sometimes? Here again, God reveals this to us in His Word. For out of the abundance of the heart, a man's mouth speaks. Luke 6:45. In other words, if your heart is anxious, your words will reflect your worry. Job also said this, "For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me." Job 3:25. As we can see through the words of Job, God's faithful servant, everything starts in the heart and in the thoughts. If we are worried, stressed out, in the grip of doubt and fear, then our hearts will be anxious, troubled, and our heads will be filled with negative thoughts that will hinder us, stop us from moving forward, steal our peace, and sometimes even paralyze us. Is this the situation in your life, my friend? If so, don't despair, because the Word of God is overflowing with excellent advice. What could happen if you changed your approach to a certain situation? What if you changed your state of mind by trying to approach the situation with more confidence and serenity? How? Very simply, by starting to ask God to fill you with His peace. Then ask Him to pour into your heart words of encouragement, comfort, and perseverance. Instead of fearing and dreading, I invite you to place everything concerning you at the feet of the One who is in control of everything. Would you like to pray about this with me today? Father, thank you for your word that helps me, reassures me, and fills me with courage again. I choose to proclaim the truth of your word at all times and to fix my eyes on you more than on anything else. I give you all these worries that are burdening me. You're my guide, my comforter, the lifter of my head. May your name alone be praised. Amen.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.